A lot of interference.
Yes, but they're both issues that can be dealt with. Now, the real problem is simply how far away it is. That would cause long delays before the robots received any messages about what to do next. So, for the moment, they don't think it's feasible.
That makes sense. But tell me, do you really think we should be contemplating sending humans to Mars at all? Don't you think we should wait until we do have the technology?
Well, many years ago, the civilizations that built the pyramids or that began building enormous cathedrals must have started the project never expecting to see it finished. I think we should take the same approach and start our preparations now.
That's an interesting point, though I'm still not convinced. Surely you don't foresee a time when humans will be living on Mars? That's just science fiction, isn't it?
Not at all. I think there is a distinct possibility that humans will live there.
But what about the conditions there? Even the dirt on the ground could kill us.
Yes, I agree with you there, but we can easily build a self-contained structure there so people don't need to go outside.
I suppose the ground does also contain a lot of resources, so getting metals wouldn't be a problem.
That's right. A lot of building materials could be found there. But there are still many risks involved.
Yes, what about radiation? I don't think there will ever be a way to shield us totally from cosmic radiation, even inside a spaceship.
I can't agree with you there. Astronauts have been travelling in space for a long time now, so that shouldn't be too much of a problem for us.
I just don't think we have enough experience of living in space long term.
But you have to accept that it is within the realms of possibility that one day there will be a Martian space station.
Well, I have every faith in science, and Mars does seem to be the next frontier. So, yes, I imagine we will eventually send a space mission there. But I can't see people living there.
Recording 10C. You will hear two science lecturers discussing space exploration.
Hello, John. How was your conference on space travel?
Hi, Susan. It was great. We heard some fascinating speakers, especially one fellow who was an expert on Mars. He thinks it's quite feasible for humans to live there in the near future.
Well, if we spent the billions of dollars that go into space research on looking after our own planet, then perhaps we wouldn't need to worry about the Earth being uninhabitable in 100 years' time. Nor would we need to look for another planet to colonise.
Yes, but there are some important things that space exploration can teach us, you know, especially about the history of our own planet and its atmosphere. That sort of knowledge could help us solve some of the problems that threaten our planet.
Still, I don't really see why they have to send astronauts into space. Robotics is so much more advanced now. Why can't they simply send robots?
Well, robotics has come a long way, and it is more expensive to send a manned spaceship into orbit. But the biggest problem with robots is that they have to be programmed for every possible eventuality.
Yes, I suppose you're right. Robots just can't react to situations independently the way that humans do. They still need us to tell them what to do.
That's right. Robots may have come a long way, but if you're going to go to all the expense of building one, you really need to make sure it's going to work when it gets there, and they don't tend to take risks with new and untested technology. What if it lets you down? So instead, a lot of the space technology nowadays is actually based on the technology they used in the 1970s, because we know that it works and it's reliable.
So do you think it will ever be possible to send robots to Mars?
I'm not sure. One of the speakers spoke about that, and he says that communication would be a problem.
Is that because of the conditions? I mean, those extremes of temperature and even the atmosphere itself would probably create an awful